Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Crushing Cultural Marxism. Conrad Reicher's new book is your pocket guide to winning the battle of ideologies. If you're fed up with apologizing for being a man, this book shows you how cultural Marxism hijacks schools, media, and corporations to erase male authority, and how to fight back. You'll learn why toxic masculinity was a weaponized lie, how to escape the marriage plantation, and how men can rebuild brotherhoods that reject woke control. This is a red-pilled arsenal for men who refuse to surrender. The book is now available on Amazon, Audible, Google, and all other good bookstores. Links are in the description. And now on with the memes. Number one, this social media influencer took a plea bargain for 3 to 9 years for mowing down a mother and her 2 children fatally. Imagine if a man had done this. He would have been sent to at least 15 to 20 years, even if it was only an accident. There was also a 3rd child that was critically injured. She didn't do it intentionally, and manslaughter doesn't carry a long sentence. Unless you're a man, of course. Hopefully this will never happen again in 10 years, when we're forcing everyone to use self-driving vehicles. Up next, here's what Doc would tell Marty if he visited our time. That all the people who lived through the great 1980s decade will wish they could travel back and live it all over again. Wouldn't that be ironic? You can see that these days with even nostalgia, with even 20-year-olds obsessing over Star Wars and Star Trek The Next Generation. Yet back when it all came out, I was called a loser for enjoying it. The 80s were great except for the awful car designs. Number 3, Americans are dying younger and saving corporations and the government billions in pension costs. So now you know why the Canadian government will help you self-delete. Because they can make money off of harvesting your organs and saving money on healthcare and pension costs. Once you're no longer a productive, healthy member of soy society, they want to put you up to pasture as quickly as possible to save cash. But not everyone is happy though. The life insurance companies are losing money. Will someone please think of the life insurance agents? Moving on, another thing in Canada that's bad are the housing prices, which clearly haven't fallen enough yet. Hell, they're still close to the top. Around me, a 3-bedroom house just sold for $1.3 million. It's a bungalow with 3 bedrooms. But 90% of the inventory isn't moving recently, and it's seen close to 5% to 10% price cuts. We didn't have an 08 crisis and saw 25 years of rising prices. If things don't correct, then Canada is over for young people. Number 5, even so-called right-wing papers in Canada are crazy. The Toronto Sun says that parents should get babies' consent to change their nappies, according to researchers. Not even the Onion would have intentionally written something so stupid for laughs. Wait until you see what our left-wing papers write, though. And in case you're wondering who wrote this wonderful piece, it's Danette, and she uses she-her pronouns on her X page. Up next, are you this old? I'm older. I remember the bigger floppy disks, then these, then zip drive CDs, DVDs, and now we barely use USB keys or SD cards. The zip drives are amazing because you could store up to 100 megabytes on one of them in the late 90s. I also remember seeing the tape drives in my ancient computer lab in high school, like the ones you're seeing here. At first I thought they were from music, but obviously I was wrong. Number 7, imagine being a chicken to chicks, and you've waited for your girlfriend to finish her period, and then you start yours. No wonder assault rates in relationships are the highest between 2 women. That's probably one of the reasons why they move in together so quickly, so they can synchronize their periods naturally. That's why they rent that U-Haul so fast. But imagine 2 women going through PMS at the same time, in close proximity. Like 2 wounded cougars swiping at each other. Moving on, what do you do if you rip up your carpet and you find this? What do you do? How about call a priest to perform an exorcism? Or you could just sit in the middle and light some candles on that pentagram and wait for further instructions by summoning the demon. Then again, I'm sure it's nothing and you can just sand it down and repolish it so it looks just as good as new. Looks to me like the previous owner really enjoyed their stars. Either that or just put a new carpet down there. Number 9, here's a picture of the fashion illustrator Dagmar Cohn and her Arctic explorer husband. Looks like women have always wanted tall men, as well as money because being an explorer means he has money to burn. This guy was so tough that one time he was in snow and froze in it and had to dig his way out with his own frozen feces. He lost his left foot in the process and it was replaced by a peg, and here's a picture after it happened. Maybe I was a bit harsh on him. Up next, thanks to all the great Indian drivers in Toronto over the last 5 years, The average premium for a 20-year-old male driver is now $13,000 a year. That's for a Honda Civic. And here I am paying less than $1,000 a year and I barely drive. Meanwhile, the Indian Uber Eats drivers are probably committing fraud and driving with no insurance at all. The insurance companies have to pay for all the criminals and immigrants flooding into the country, so they're taking money from whoever they can. Number 11 looks like Ozempic is hitting the entertainment industry like crack did in the 1980s. The crazy thing is that none of them needed it, and were already in good healthy shape, and they look terrible now, and odds are that women looking like Skeletor are going to be more accepted in the future. Imagine instead of a world where 60% of women are overweight, we now have one where 60% are dangerously underweight. That Ozempic is really there for the elites to encourage people to end themselves through starvation. Moving on, I think another casualty of Ozempic will be feminism. Feminists are mostly part of the body positivity movement, and the idea that they're healthy at any weight. Once women start losing massive amounts of weight, they'll start being attractive to men again, and feminism will shrivel up and die except for the hardcore believers in it. But for the majority of the fat feminist base, where they get their money will be now skinny, and might no longer see a need for it. Number 13 DoorDash fires this woman because she claimed she was sexually assaulted because she found a customer passed out with his pants down. That's all. That's not enough punishment. She needs to be prosecuted. People say that it's his fault because the door was open, but it wasn't. The police report says that she's the one that went in after knocking on the door with no response. She opened up his front door without permission instead of leaving the food at the door. Up next, another white woman was attacked on public transit. This one in Chicago, and she was set on fire. And yes, in case you're wondering, yes, he was one of the usual suspects. This could be solved with nothing more than bringing back public executions. The solution is to get off of public transit, and if you can't, then move to a more safe area. The Democrats created this by taking people's right to carry concealed weapons away. If crazies and criminals knew that they could potentially become Swiss cheese, they would think twice. Number 15, it's been 30 years and some guy still can't get over the fact that Harry and Lloyd were too dumb to get on this bus with hot babes at the end of Dumb and Dumber. They were supposed to, but one of the actors refused to get on it, saying that there's no way his character would ever be smart enough to do it. I miss the good old days where our soy society and movies celebrated healthy and fit bodies. Back then, these actresses were extras. Today, they would be just as popular as Sydney Sweeney. Moving on, name a Lawrence Fishburne role that's not from The Matrix. My favorite is still from Cherry 2000, where he tries to help humans date each other in a world full of sex robots. That's probably an obscure reference for most of you, and you'll never get it. Here's another one where he actually played Cowboy Curtis in Pee-wee's Playhouse. Kids were different back then. This is a kid's show, and Pee-wee asked Curtis what he sleeps in. And Fishburne said nothing. I sleep in the nude. That was the birth of many mud sharks that day. Number 17, this Starbucks customer is horrified after a barista wrote this joke on the bottom of her cup, asking what do you call a sick eagle? An illegal. I wouldn't be surprised if she wrote the joke herself to get the barista fired. Either that or just for the attention for posting this. This sounds like it's a move from the Tiny Hat playbook. Also, I don't know about you, but an illegal is nothing to laugh at, especially if it's a male one. Up next, here's Sydney Sweeney at the 13th Governor's Awards. She always seems to have the exact same facial expression. Either she's on the spectrum or it's just resting bitch face so she doesn't get any wrinkles. Also, I don't know about you, but the last thing I'm looking at is her face in this picture. Yes, I honestly think she was on the spectrum because she was her high school valedictorian and was also a science and math nerd. Number 19, this 40-year-old woman is sick and tired of healing after breakups. Meanwhile, it was men who cried after they broke up. I.e. she asked him for clarity about their future. I.e. she wanted commitment and he didn't. He wanted to keep things casual and she probably wanted to get married and throw a Hail Mary pass at a baby. And he was done. Maybe if she didn't have such high standards, she could be with a man that would marry her, but of course she wouldn't want him. Moving on, looks like women are making up false allegations in space too. This NASA astronaut's wife admits that she made it all up. It was probably all done for attention and she didn't care how much it would impact her astronaut partner's life. Or maybe she did care and wanted to ruin it. For me, this is just evidence that lesbians have a harder time getting together with other types of couples. Apparently her wife stole money from her bank account while she was in space. But what good would that do her up there? Number 21, if you had to pick one of these cellmates, which one would it be? I like number 4 because she looks the craziest. But will someone please comment on the fact that they all have hair dye and fake up on while they're in prison? Plus, I wouldn't be surprised if they worked out and stayed fit. That makes me think that the women inside the prison system in some cases might be more attractive than those outside of it. The male guards that are tall and good-looking probably have a field day in there. Might as well call it the Hard Shaft Redemption. Up next, this homeless influencer reveals that she uses dating apps to stay in men's houses for free. This is female privilege, although I'm pretty sure it wasn't exactly free. It makes me wonder if she's sleeping her way because the picture shows her eyes are blurred out, or if maybe she's just friend-zoning them for a place to stay. Then again, maybe her eyes are censored, so you can't see that dreaded thousand schwing strong stare that she's been hiding for hundreds if not thousands of men. A woman like this is known as a hobosexual. Number 23, the Dominion Society of Canada wants remigration. Of course they do. After the Liberal Party of Canada imported millions of Jeets from a culture that grapes while getting rid of minimum sentences for pedos and other offenders. I'd say that women should carry around pepper spray for self-defense. But the problem with that statement is that it's illegal to do so in Canada. And if you do and they catch you, it's $5,000 and a fine. Moving on, they say that women with large breasts are usually more successful than men with big breasts. Yeah, I don't believe that. Tell that to Meatloaf. They're also the bears in the Alphabet People community, and they seem pretty successful getting action as well. Also, men with big boobs are successful at beer and hot dog eating competitions too. I guess we could say that men with penises are more successful than women with penises. That will piss them off. Literally. Number 25 in the last one, there's a picture circulating out there with the world's smallest woman with her husband. Why are they married? Maybe he has a micropenis that fits inside of her just right. Actually, they are married and she's single. She's filed complaints about this guy claiming that they were married in the past. I'll tell you one thing though, that guy can't be trusted around children or women that aren't fully grown, as well as the regular sized ones. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.